walking. Thank you for all of your stories about the things you found when you've been out walking. We also heard from the Ramblers about how we are all being encouraged to go and walk down some paths that have been forgotten about so that they aren't forgotten in the future. Let's go and talk to someone who is actually rambling as we speak. One of the Somerset Ramblers, Les Stather, is the chairman, and he's, as we speak, on a walk somewhere. Morning, Les, where are you?
Good morning, Simon. I'm actually looking out at the big TV mast just outside Wells.
Oh, how lovely. Now, it's been a kind of a misty and murky start. Is it a bit grey up there?
Well, I can't see the top of the mast. Where we are, it's beautiful.
Oh, brilliant.
It's obviously cloudy, but it's a very fresh, lovely day.
And when you say we, how many of you are there?
Oh, there must be, I haven't counted that, it must be at least 40.
Oh, gosh. And is this just an ordinary Thursday morning ramble that you would do?
We're Mendip Ramblers, part of Somerset Ramblers, and we walk on a Thursday from about 10 o'clock till 2, do about 6-7 miles, and have a picnic, have a lunch on the way round. And we have a Sunday walk as well that walks from a little bit further, probably about 10 mile-ish.
And what do you,
10 o'clock on a Sunday.
What do you find the reason that people sort of join you for? Is it to sort of take in the lovely, stunning scenery that we have, or is it get a bit of fresh air, a bit of exercise?
It's many, many things, actually, walking. It's obviously, we all know about the health benefits of walking and being able to get out and walk, get your heartbeat going at a reasonable rate for three or four hours is so much better than, some of this intensive exercise, even as you start to get a little bit older. The other thing is, of course, it's extremely good for your mental health. Just looking at the lovely green scenery around you, being in a group of 40 people where you can have a chat with different people about different subjects, people find it very, very relaxing.
And Les, we can tell from your accent that you're not from these parts. So Somerset, how does it compare to, are you Lancashire, Yorkshire?
I'm actually Yorkshire. Don't insult me.
Sorry, as a Lancashire man, I'm shocked and stunned. But
I know that. That's why I said that. I know that. I was warned that you were from Lancashire. Yeah. Anyway, how did you compare to Yorkshire? Well, I left Yorkshire when I was 18, but I've done walking up there. Actually, Somerset compares on many things. You've got everything here. You've got the levels. You've got the Mendip Hills. There's all different types of walking. You've got plenty of hills to climb around in Somerset, and you've got, nice flat walks as well. You've got beautiful thatched cottages in places. You've got born industrial areas. There's everything.
So wherever you walk, there is something to see.
Oh, there's always something to see. I'll give you an example. We created, as a Mendip Ramblers, we had a little project and we created something called the Mendip Ring. And that was to join together the existing footpaths all the way around the district of Mendip, and that's 117 mile round. And we've got that into about 18 legs, and we've got history for every leg, and you can go and do a walk of between 5 and 10 mile and read all the history from around the area just by going on our website and downloading it. It's all free.
Oh, fantastic. And this sort of ties in with what the Ramblers Association are calling on us to do, to bring back these 8,000 or so public paths that have fallen into disuse, I guess.
Well, that was one of the reasons we did the Mendip Ring. I mean, everybody's heard of the Mendip Way, which is very well walked and beautiful. But we put the Mendip Ring together because it would use some of the lesser known paths and link them all together in a route that people is well waymarked. It's got our sticker on it and you can easily follow it. And the walk's all written up so it's just anybody can get out there and just follow their nose, really. You don't need anything to walk it.
I'm sure you would tell me that any walk is a good, great walk. But I guess when you suddenly find yourself on a route that perhaps someone hasn't trod for a while, it's a bit new to you. It adds extra interest, doesn't it?
It brings back for some people when they were kids, they used to like going out exploring and seeing something different. I wonder what's round the corner. That kind of, youthful attitude that we used to have. And walking does bring that up. You'll walk somewhere, then you'll suddenly see a path going somewhere you've never been. You go, oh, I'll walk down there and see where it goes. And you're lucky in Somerset because, the vast majority of footpaths are clear and open. Yeah, people are ringing and say theirs isn't by their house. But we also have a fantastic process of actually dealing with those. If anybody has any footpath problems, all they have to do is go on the county's website, report that footpath as a problem. It gets logged and eventually, you know, volunteers will come out and clear it.
Fantastic. Well, it's been really nice catching up with you today. So you're on a little sort of, have we got the flask out? Are we having a little coffee break at this point?
No, they've just gone on ahead for coffee, so I'm going to catch them up now.
Okay, well, before you go...
I think they're having coffee up by the mast.
Yeah? Oh, nice, nice. Before you go, we're asking everybody, what is the, you know, what's the interesting, most interesting thing you've seen when you've been out walking? Have you come across something out of the ordinary?
Well, I'm not going to go through some of the things I've seen. It wouldn't be publishable, but...
Well, you're very wise.
Very wise to do. I mean, some of the really funny things is just watching kids going out with their families and splashing with Wellingtons in puddles always brings a smile to me. Watching children jumping around and enjoying the outdoors.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you ever so much for coming on. When we do our late night show, we'll get you on for the exit certificate story. But let's
okay.
For now go catch up with the Ramblers and thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
That's Les Stout, the chairman of the Mendip Ramblers.